The fourth annual Galesburg Beer Fest is this Saturday, April 11th. It's called Central Illinois' largest craft beer festival. So Blake Benedict, owner and head brewer at Reserve Artisan Ales, as well as Lindsay Benedict, marketing director, they're here this morning to tell everything we need to know. So Blake, for anyone who hasn't been to the Galesburg Beer Fest before, set the scene. What are you walking into on Saturday?
Yeah, so over the last few years, we've been able to get a lot of cool breweries from the area. Something that makes our beer fest a little different than some of the other beer fests are that we have brewer representatives there. That could be owners, that could be brewers, you know, people actually from the brewery. A lot of times they're volunteers pouring beer and they don't know as much about the product they're pouring as the people making it or
the people that
own the place. So it's really cool. There's a lot of different interactions that happen. We keep growing every year. We're already 60 tickets over last year, and we're 450 people last year. So that we had a whole lot. There's just a lot of different things to do. We have games that we play. We have raffles. We set up this giant, and when I say we, I mean Lindsay. we set up this giant beer pong, and you basically pay to throw in each cup. You win a prize.
$1 a throw.
Yeah.
So. Nice. How big a beer pong are we talking here?
Like 310 last year cups. No, so it's two huge giants.
It's regular size.
Yeah, but it's like 300 cups.
Okay. No beer involved in that. You can walk away and grab a pour and then come back. Yeah. But if you make it in, you
didn't bring any beer today.
We didn't.
We did not.
It's a little early.
We'll continue the interview.
It's not a clear cup, though, so we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know what's in there.
So this is the fourth year. How has the event grown from year one?
Year one, I mean, I think we were at like 235 attendees, not counting vendors. And now we're going to be well over 600, 650 this year. Yeah. Just this week, we've sold 55 more tickets. It's like everybody's waiting last minute to get those.
What did you learn that first year? Say, oh, we have to do something. You know, how do you keep it growing?
Yeah, I mean, we've added like the beer pong thing. We've added different stuff. We have food that comes with the ticket. We try to give a pretty good value there, where you get basically $10 worth of food plus the samples, and it just kind of kept growing. We've done some stuff to keep it new and getting some different breweries in there, but it's been just well received every year. And like this year, when we put our tickets for sale, it was Black Friday. I think we had like 150 tickets sold, and like in years past, it was like 50,
never that close,
you know. So it was like, I was like, okay, we're it's gonna hopefully it's a good thing. Keep that going. So,
yeah, and last year we sold out, and so this year we decided, okay, we're gonna include some tickets without food included, because that's the biggest stress of the event, feeding 600, 700 people. So we have some tickets that don't include food, just to come in and drink and be there. So,
how do you decide who is there with their beer and who's not?
Well, I mean, Blake has so many connections in the brewing community. And I mean, we open it up, we email, blast an email to breweries all over this region. And even we're pulling some from Chicago that are just good people that they have no reason, like Blake has said, to be here. And they're coming just to support us and our foundation.
Yeah, I'm on the board for the Illinois Craft Brewers Guild. And there are a couple of the board members. I'm like, hey, come down. They're like, yeah, that sounds fun. I'm like, okay, I didn't think you'd be interested at all. But no, we just try to bring people in that, one, there's a lot of really good local, regional craft breweries. So we try to keep it pretty regional to begin with. And then I kind of handpick some people that I really want to, that I think make great beer. And I think Galesburg would like to try their beer. So it just kind of, you know, I do have a little bit of, you know, picking in that, which is nice. But
talk about the variety, what different kind of brewers will be here.
I mean, there's really everything from light beer to sours to
some
stouts,
barrel aged stuff this year.
There's actually quite a bit. We have one coming out that's releasing that day with that we did with Hy-Vee and Bar 65. We used they did a barrel pick, and then we put stout in their barrel, and we're releasing it that day.
Don't forget, we have wine, we have cider, we have mead. We are going to have a little bit of whiskey this year and beef sticks from in Carthage, somebody that we kind of collaborate a lot with at the brewery. They're going to bring in samples. So.
Are there
not
any,
just beer.
Any trends or what's popular in the craft beer industry now?
I mean, New England IPAs, hazy IPAs, they're kind of thing that's been around for a long time now. I say that, and it's, I feel like they just came out, but they didn't. I'm getting old. So that's kind of always still a standard, but a lot of light lagers and things like that are really becoming popular, and not just your domestic stuff. It's actual, like, craft breweries making it, so.
Let's talk tickets, and this is important. I think tickets are only available online. Is that correct?
Correct.
Lindsay, talk us through the options.
Yeah, so we sold out of VIP. We added that this year, so that one's sold out. Early admission is sold out. General admission with food is, we're running probably 60 left of those. And then we have at least 100 and some of without food general admission. So those are only from 1 to 4 that are available right now. But yes, you can come to the door without a ticket, but we'll guide you to a QR code to buy it online.
And there's also a DD tickets as
well for
designated drivers.
Yep, you can come in.
Okay. Blake and Lindsay Benedict with Reserve Artisan Ales are our guests this morning. Let's talk about where the proceeds go, the Vascular Anomalies Alliance. Talk about why that is important to you guys.
Yeah, so our son in 2020 was born with a vascular birthmark. It's called a port wine stain birthmark, and it affects... Birthmarks affects 1 in 10 people, so fairly common. Mm-hmm. But 10% of that 1 in 10 will have to see a specialist the rest of their life because of the severity or where it's located. There's a lot of underlying issues that can come with a vascular birthmark. So finding a specialist is not easy. And with the birthmark community, we've found so many people have helped us find our doctor. We travel to New York City. We used to go frequently. But now we're only going about once a year. And without the birthmark community that helped us find the specialists, I don't know what we would have done. And there's so many people in the world that aren't fortunate to be able to book a flight or go somewhere. So us and 6 other families from around the U.S. created this foundation in 2024, last summer, a couple summers ago. And we're sending families for treatment. We're paying for medical travel. In the future, we're going to do medical expenses, but we're creating information to send to people around the world, funding research to find more about how we can help advance treatment and research. And then also, also funding doctors. We need more doctors. A lot of our specialists are aging out. And
I think in 3 years, you've raised like $30,000.
$30,000.
That's pretty impressive.
For the birthmark community. Yeah. So
does the goal keep getting bigger every year?
Yes, for me. I am always pushing to do more. And how can we do more? Like this year, I talked him into giving away a trolley ride for 25 people for 5 hours. So that's going to be a big ticket raffle this year. Hopefully we can make some more money for that.
Well, we're getting down to the... Getting down low on time, guys.
Yeah. But,
of course, Blake and Lindsay Benedict joining us ahead of Saturday's Galesburg Beer Fest. You know, one more thing. You know, beer fests in general, they've had a little bit of a run, but somewhat of a tough run in some markets. I mean, there was like a boom in craft breweries, mm-hmm. you know, not so long ago. So, like, oversaturation, declining attendance. You guys are going in the opposite direction. So, you know, what do you think is driving that here locally?
Well, we get a lot of people that are actually coming from outside of town as well. So, I don't know. I think how we put it on and the people we have there, the brewers we have there, it just people are still excited about it. And there's, I don't know. Galesburg never had one, so it never mm-hmm. got. It never got boring here, right? That was, you know, other places.
Yeah,
so
a lot of people's first beer fest is ours. They've never been to one.
I've been doing these for like 15 years. it's really cool that there's so many people. Galesburg's such an untapped market still for the craft beer industry because it just took a little longer to get here and people to catch on to it. So
you've mentioned this is shaping up to be your best year yet.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What gives you that sense?
The ticket sales, sponsorships.
Sponsorships have been, amazing.
I mean, those two alone already surpassed last year. So once everything's all said and done, we're on track to make more than we did the year before. So that'll be awesome. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys each have one that you're looking forward to Saturday, one beer you're looking forward to trying?
I'm looking forward to hit the barrel-aged ones and the Creek. Yeah. I can't wait for
Yeah, we have a couple barrel-aged things we're releasing.
Kind of describe that for people, what they would expect from that.
Like the stout, so it's just a big-bodied stout that ages in a bourbon barrel, kind of gives it a vanilla-y flavor, some bourbon notes as well. Just kind of changes the stout into something a little bit more complex. And it just, you know, it's not something you're going to drink a glass of, but, you know, 8 ounces or, you know, 6 to 8 ounces or something like that is nice. Kind of almost like a, you know, like a port or like a wine or something like that that's a little heavier. So, the other one is a wild ale that was aged in a bourbon barrel for a little bit. So it's kind of, it's a sour with cherry and it has a little oakiness to it. So
nice. Mm-hmm. What do you do with the barrels after you age them? Are they used again?
No. Well, they can be, but a lot of ours, we just will post on Facebook that somebody can come get them.
I was going to say, like, I bet people buy those.
Yeah, we've repurposed a few for different things in the the facility, but after a while, you just got to let them go.
Yeah. One would look great in my bathroom. No. Well, Blake, Lindsay, of course, the 4th annual Galesburg Beer Fest is coming up Saturday, April 11th at the Vault at Reserve Artisan Ales, downtown Galesburg. VIP entry, 11:30 a.m., general admission at noon and 1 o'clock p.m. Tickets are online. You can come to the door without a ticket if you want to roll the dice. but of course, guys, anything else we're forgetting? Anything else you want to mention?
I don't think
so. No.
Well, I hope the event goes great.
And thank you.